This podcast is made possible by listeners who can contribute now at thestory.org and in collaboration by Burt's Bees, Red Hat, and the Redwoods Group Foundation, who believe by working together we can help strengthen communities for a better world.
Facebook is the place where many of us meet, and the reach is quite staggering. Facebook boasts they now have 500 million users. And that those people, exchanging photos and links, pass amongst themselves a billion pieces of content every day. So if you're a public individual, a published writer like Susan Arnaud-Smith, it's pretty easy to see that Facebook is a useful place to be seen. What Susan didn't know until a colleague showed her was that someone else had created a page in her name with her face and supposedly her words and exchanges, trolling for sex.
We build ourselves brick by brick, becoming who we are. And it's a long, long process. We do the best we can. And then to have somebody come along and blast that, rubbleize it, is devastating. You know, when you feel that powerless, that's horrible.
Susan felt even more frustrated when she discovered that the people at Facebook apparently were in no hurry to take the site down. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Story.
Support for The Story comes from Red Hat, an enterprise open source company that works within communities to create technology the open source way. RedHat.com.
The Story is produced by North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. It is co-produced by APM, American Public Media.
Coming up later in the program, a woman who was raised by one of the last of the Civil War widows talks about her days growing up. First, though, to the place where not everyone is your friend. Susan Arnaud-Smith is a writer. She's done thrillers and TV movies and plays. In recent years, though, she'd go to conferences and feel a little bit left out. She was asking other writers what they'd been up to since she last saw them, and she soon realized that she was the only one asking that question. Everyone else was on Facebook. And even though all her writer friends seemed to be a part of this Facebook club, Susan had resisted.
I stayed far away from Facebook. To me, it seemed like a massive time suck.
So who talked you into it?
I think I talked myself into it at some point. I have a colleague, and Wiley Sajak, for a long time, had been saying, you really need to be on Facebook. He does internet PR things. He gets writers onto blogs.
This was going to get you better known then, right?
Yes, exactly. So he had said, what do you mean you're not on Facebook? And I said, oh, Wiley, yeah. And he said, no. So for a whole year, he'd been pushing me. So at some point, I thought, all right, fine, I'll get on Facebook. And I thought, I'm going to take it step by step. I bought Facebook for Dummies, which is written by Facebook employees.
Right.
And so I was taking it a page at a time, a paragraph at a time. And
setting the privacy parameters exactly the way you wanted, that sort of thing?
I wanted to protect myself completely. But the flip side of that was how lovely it was to start connecting with writers with whom I had relationships. Lee Child, Hallie Efron. I mean, who knew that Hallie Efron had such a great recipe for spinach lasagna? I mean, it was quite wonderful. And to be back in touch with writers, Larry Block, a man I've revered all my life, to be able to be on his Facebook page and see the minutiae of his writing life. Oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, there was this new world. It was wonderful, and I was really feeling like, yes, this is where I want to be, and it's great. So I was on about a week, and I get this email from Wiley, and in the subject line it says Facebook. So I think, okay, Wiley's going to tweak me because it's taken me so long, but he's found my Facebook page, and now he's going to go, congratulations, you're now part of the 21st century. A little late, but oh well. So I opened this thing up, and that's when my world literally rocked.
What was his message?
It was short. It was brief. He said, Susan, we do searches always for our clients, past and present, and we have come across a disturbing/inappropriate Facebook page. It has your full name, Susan Arnaud-Smith, and your face, and at the very least, you need to know that this is a public page. Everyone, any place across the entire world can see this information. And he had the link, and I pressed the link. I rocked back in my seat. I felt this volcanic reaction of rushing up my body. I've never experienced anything like it. My hands started shaking to see my face, my name, and this odd, alien, strange voice trolling for sex on Facebook. It was very graphic. People had friended this site. The person pretending to be me had chatted obscenely with them. They had answered obscenely back. The person pretending to be me had left comments on other Facebook pages. But the worst part was that all of the privacy settings were removed. And that meant that anyone across the entire world who Googled my name and the word Facebook would see this page.
And all anyone knew was this was you, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's why Wiley was going, you need to know that this is public, because he wasn't even sure that it wasn't you, right?
Exactly. People who didn't know me, this is what they saw. And what was really disturbing was, through time, like everyone else, I had Googled my name, and I had seen pretty often Susan Arnaud Smith Facebook as a listing. And the really scary thing, Dick, is that it was so high in the listing number. Well, I would look at that and I would feel annoyance.
You didn't click on it, right?
No, I never clicked on it because I thought, ah, Facebook is just so darn good at their marketing. They're just trying to market. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to waste time. If I click that, it's going to be, now you have 35 friends on Facebook who want you to be friends. And I'm thinking, why bother? So I saw it over and over again, almost at the top, if not the top, of the Google listings, which means that it was the most hit site of any when it comes to my name.
More than your webpage, more than anything else.
More than anything else.
How long had that Facebook page been there?
This is what I'm embarrassed to say. It had been there about 8 months. 8 months before Wiley told me. And my thrillers are published not only in America, but they're also translated into other languages. And, you know, sales have been tanking. I have no idea why.
Could you just pick up your Facebook for Dummies and like, fix this?
That's what I tried to do. I was shaking so hard. I went to the front of the book. There's a number, a phone number. So I called the number. The number had been disconnected. And our daughter went to Stanford. So my husband and I had walked right past Facebook headquarters every time we went to school to see her. So I called Palo Alto Information thinking, okay, the number's outdated. There's got to be a number for Facebook for regular people. There's not. There's not. And that's when I felt like I dropped down a rabbit hole. It was absolutely terrifying. And this page was so graphic and so awful. And if you want a small, tiny little bit of what was on it, I'll be happy to tell you.
Were there pictures on it? Was it just conversation? What was it?
They had taken my face, put it on another body that was almost naked. Almost right from the top, it was talking about things like stuffing steak up body parts. That's pretty graphic and gross. They had actually linked me to a real book site. And my reaction was, all right, I'm going to work this as a problem, but I'm not going to focus on what the page is and what's on the page because it will upset me too much. So I emailed Wiley and said, Wiley, help me. And so he said, you have to go actually on the site, so brace yourself. So I did, and he said, there's a little icon, and you can push the icon and say that says this is a false site, and then put in the number for your real Facebook page. So I did that. He did that. A few trusted people in his office did that. My tech guy did that. One of my sisters did that. And my tech guy and Wiley said, look, don't worry. They will get to this. Every day I get on the site, or the page, I would just click on to see if it came up.
Just to see if it's still there, right? Yeah.
And every day it was there. So about 2 weeks went by, and I got on the page again, went down, clicked, and immediately got an automatic message from Facebook saying, oh, you've already done this.
But the site is
still up. We don't want to talk to you.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to you. So I went back to my tech guy, and I said, Matt, it's still there. What do we do? So he went into the security system of Facebook and said, okay, I've left a detailed message about this. He said, keep trying to build up your regular Facebook page presence because that's how Facebook will be able to clearly see that this is the right page and this is the one that's the imposter.
But if you're saying to people, go to my Facebook page, which one are they going to end up on?
Well, that's what was really awful. A good friend of mine, I went for a walk with a good friend of mine at some point when this was going on, and she said at some point, so tell me about this other Facebook page. And I just stopped in my tracks, and I said, did I tell you about it? Because by that point, it was all a blur. I wasn't sleeping. Yeah, I wasn't eating. I'd stopped writing. I was just a mess, a whimpering mess, trying to work this problem, thinking that Facebook was going to come through for me. And she said, no. She said, I just Googled your name, and both of the pages popped up. I have to tell you, she said, I did ask my daughter if people create avatars. And I looked at her, and all of a sudden, I thought, oh, my God, you actually think that was me? And I said that. I think I just blurted that out. And she was very embarrassed. And she said, well, clearly it didn't sound like you. And I pressed. I said, no, you actually thought that maybe that was me. And she said, I just didn't know if maybe you were trying to create something weird and different. I went, are you kidding me? That's when I went home and said to my husband, I can understand now why children who have been cyberbullied commit suicide. Because I'm a grown woman. I have all these resources. I have a beautiful family I adore. I have work that I love. I have a rich life in every single way. And I'm powerless to get this removed. And every person I look at now, I'm thinking, have you read this? Is this what you think about me? I mean, it changed something in a profound way. And that was what was scaring me.
The people at Facebook never did respond to Susan Arnault's pleas for help, so she decided to investigate and solve the problem on her own. We'll hear what she found out up next. Also, later on this hour, the feds have moved in on people who've been making a living playing online poker. And we'll check in with a former guest to see how that's changed things for him. I'm Dick Gordon from APM, American Public Media. This is The Story.